Belinda presents this unabridged recording of A Mother's Secret, written by Renita De Silva and read by Nikki Patel.
Come, child, wake up. We've reached your Ajji's village.
Aunt Lathakka's gentle but persistent voice pierces Durga's sleep-fogged brain. She becomes vaguely aware that the rocking motion of the bus, which had lulled her into slumber, has stopped. She is conscious of chatter around her, of mild pressure on her arm, of being half-dragged, half-carried down the steps of the bus. Durga blinks, seeing a cluster of cottages mushrooming from pebble-peppered earth, flanked by velvet fields and, glowering from the top of the only hill, an old ruin. The bus rumbles off, raising an avalanche of dust. The few passengers left inside, who'd helped prevent her jumping off and trying to escape coming here, wave from the windows, their rotting yellow teeth framed against the rusty railings.
Bye, Durga. Be good now.
Be good now. The caution Durga has heard all her life. A lone rickshaw languishes under a peepal tree at the base of the hill. The driver slumbering on its hood, his legs stretched out over the front wheel, feet resting against the trunk of the tree. Aunt Lathakka, the family friend chosen to accompany Durga on the long journey to her grandmother, walks towards the rickshaw driver, beckoning Durga to follow. Durga, wiping sleep from her eyes and cowed by the ruin scowling down from the hill, is too worn out to protest. Someone yells,
"Hey, lo, you are wanted."
And the rickshaw driver jerks awake, squinting inquiringly at them. A small crowd has gathered, Durga realizes, as she turns to look at the retreating bus, wishing she had resisted Lathakka's attempts to get her off it. She inhales the tang of body odor and oil, chili powder and coconut, as the crowd presses close, their hot, curious breath on her neck, her cheeks.
"Why are they all here?"
Lathakka asks the driver.
"Hardly anybody comes to our village. You're a novelty."
He stretches languidly, scratching his sweaty head.
"Where do you want to go then?" "The mansion."
Lathakka jerks her chin upward, indicating the ruin, a brooding blue bruise blotting out the sun.
"Durga is going to stay there with her Ajji, Sumathi Amma."
Her voice sounds determinedly cheery. The gathered crowd, which, necks craned, is watching them agog, steps back as one. Dazed gasps, traumatized shudders, loud exhalations. A man swears. Women chant the names of gods. A little boy bursts into tears. The vendor dispensing tea and vadas, rice and fish curry, from a makeshift stand by the road, an expert at pouring frothy tea from a height, misses. The tea splashing everywhere, filling the grime-stained air with the cloying scents of cardamom, overboiled milk, and freshly minted scandal.